Okay, let's turn our phone now over to the Ozark Folk Center. Jimmy Edwards is with us now. Jimmy, I tell you, as you heard with Lori, a lot of big things going on with the 50th annual Arkansas Folk Festival.
This is a big event. This is a big celebration. 50 years is a long time to have one thing going along.
Now, one thing that we try to tell people, and you and I have been doing this for as many years I can remember, that the best thing to do, this is one of the easiest things and easiest, actually, festivals to go to. If you're coming in your car, head to the Ozark Folk Center, free parking, and you don't have to worry about the traffic. They'll take the shuttle bus right to the square.
You bet. We're going to run shuttle bus both. We'll run one bus on Friday. We'll run two on Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning and going till 6 o'clock. One other neat thing about that, it's totally free. Park on our parking lot, ride the shuttle bus. But on Saturday, Sunday, and of course Friday, the Ozark Folk Center craft grounds are free.
Okay, it's absolutely free. So that's a plus. I mean, not only you get to park, but you get to go to the park free.
That's exactly right. Now, we're going to have music shows on Friday and Saturday night. They're at regular admission price, but they'll be outstanding shows just to fill in with everything that's going on at the square. So, you know, you go down to the square, you see what's going on, have a big time. That'll finish up somewhere 5 or 6 o'clock for the scheduling stuff. The Ozark Folk Center show starts at 7 o'clock, so you can ride that shuttle bus back at 6 o'clock to the parking lot, have some good old food at the skillet, and go to a good music show.
All right, we encourage folks to be part of that. Now, one thing we also look at, the music show actually begins at 7 or 7:30?
Our show begins at 7 o'clock.
Okay, 7 o'clock, and folks can check that out as well. Now, you also have the shuttle bus that will get people up there, and that's free. Explain how to get there if you're coming in from out of town. I guess just follow the signs?
Yeah, if you're coming in from the east or the west, the simplest way with traffic and everything would be to come to the intersection where the stoplight is. If you're coming in from the west, you're coming in through the square, you're going down the stoplight, turn left, and about a mile and a half to the north, you'll see signs, Ozark Folks in, turn left on Jimmy Driftwood Drive. If you're coming in from the east like Batesville, you would come into the stoplight and turn right. Once again, about a mile and a half, you'll start seeing signs that say Ozark Folk Center. If you're coming from the north, like you were coming in from Mountain Home, you'll get to the Folk Center before you get to the intersection. You'll start seeing signs to turn on Jimmy Driftwood. Hey, we're really close and easy to get to.
That's right. And one thing you got to remember, there's one stoplight in Mountain View. So when you get to it, you can't turn left if you're coming from the Batesville area because it's a hotel. It's real easy. You got to go right. If you're coming from the square, you can't turn right because it's a hotel. You got to go left. So it's real easy directions to get there for sure.
Everybody here calls it the junction. So go to the junction and turn north.
Turn north and be a part. Now, you've been working on some of the things. What do you think is going to be very interesting this year for the 50th?
Well, you know, I kind of like the fiddle showcase that they're doing. That's going to be exciting. Of course, I like fiddle music. The fashion show, the merchant's fashion show, that ought to be fun, and that's on Saturday afternoon. Of course, the parade is going to be so outstanding this year. There's a bunch of floats. There's just lots of stuff going on. And since it's the 50th annual folk festival, extra people have signed up. Entry tractor display will be kind of fun. Of course, they got a rodeo one night. They've got slideshows. They've got music on the square. They've got handmade crafts on the square. So it is a great time to buy a really nice handmade craft. And, you know, the thing about the handmade crafts here, everybody is so reasonably priced. It's just amazing.
It is an awesome opportunity for folks to experience this. And I know there'll be photographers and Rusty and the whole gang and Lori are going to be archiving this. So they need to be part of this. And it'll be something that'll be remembered for years to come. Well, we've been talking with Jimmy Edwards with the Ozark Folk Center. Jimmy, as always, thanks for taking time and talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Y'all come on to the Ozark Folk Festival here at Mountain View. It's the 50th annual.